Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's Just Arrive collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course! We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded, and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels?
Yes, it's the worst feeling, and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35. All right, ladies, let's be real. Who here actually enjoys shaving their legs? Not me, that is for sure. So get this, Nair. Yes, Nair, the OG, has leveled up. They've got these new sensational shower creams and body creams that smell amazing. I just used the coconut oil and vitamin E shower cream, and I seriously forgot I was in my own bathroom. It smelled like a spa. Plus, it's allergen-free, so it's gentle for your skin, and it worked in as little as 3 minutes, so no nicks, no cuts, and the smooth skin lasted days longer than shaving. Nair's new sensational shower and body creams are free of all those nasty chemicals like phthalates and sulfates, so you can feel good about what you're putting on your skin. Have a me-time moment with Nair, the number one hair removal brand. Smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
And that's what you really missed with Jenna
and Kevin, an iHeartRadio podcast.
Welcome to And That's What You Really Missed, New Year's edition.
Happy New Year's.
Wow.
And if you're in Brazil or speak Portuguese, Feliz Ano Novo. I'm Brazilian now.
Wow. Happy New Year, Kevin.
Happy New Year, Jenna.
We are almost there. We are almost out of 2023 and we are in 2024. Okay. Well, first of all, Happy New Year, everyone. We're excited that you're here with us. If you're listening in 2023, or Happy New Year to you if you're listening to this in 2024. You guys are the best, and we are so grateful for you every week, joining us, tuning in, writing in. We're just very grateful.
This will technically be our third calendar year that we've been doing the show. We started in late 2022. We did all of 2023, and now 2024, we're continuing this train. Thanks to all of you who listen every single week, multiple times a week. Tell your friends, tell your fam, you know.
Let us know what you want to hear from us next year, who, anybody else you want to hear on the podcast, anybody from guests, really fans, music guests.
In addition to you wanting Diana.
We know. We've heard you. Kevin.
Yes.
Are you excited for 2024? How do you feel about leaving 2023?
I feel great about leaving 2023. Was not my favorite.
No.
I was sick a lot.
Mm.
If you follow me on like Twitter or anything, you know I'm always complaining about being sick. I think in 2024, I will have to have a couple procedures to hopefully prevent me from getting so sick this much. It was just really like debilitating. And I felt defeated for a lot of the year because you're like, I can't function because I either have a sinus infection or strep throat.
You're like, guess who has strep again?
Yeah. And when you have things with your sinuses, it messes with your concentration and with your head and everything is just, you feel like your head's going to burst. So it's hard to be motivated and do a lot when you're that sick, you know?
Can't even imagine. I have deep empathy for you.
And I'm over it.
Really, yeah.
So here's to 2024. Are you excited for 2024?
Can't wait to get the hell out of 2023. It was a really hard year. Like, the universe was testing me this year.
testing. Mm-hmm. We had really great times, obviously, like Emma's here. So everything is, she's happy, she's healthy, we're happy, we're healthy. But David had knee surgery at the beginning of 2023, like January 4th, his knee went down and we were out for, he was out of commission for months. And then my family had some health issues and things like that, that are hopefully going to clear up in 2024. And then we lost Bear this year. It's just been a really weird year for us. Mm-hmm. So I'm just hoping that 2024 is a little bit better.
Yeah. I don't have crazy high expectations. I'm just like, okay, enough of that. Let's just, I don't know, get through it. I don't want to be disappointed. Or I think maybe I'm just expecting it to be a little rougher. So maybe my expectations, you know, will not be, I won't be let down this time.
Yeah, no.
Because I was very excited for 2023. I felt the same way.
Exactly. I feel the same.
I felt naive, bamboozled.
Did you have any, well, I know you read a lot of books. How many books did you read in 2023?
30.
Kevin.
Yeah.
What?
Well, I don't have a child.
30 books?
I have, you know, I was sick a lot. What else am I going to do?
Even if I didn't have a kid, I wouldn't read 30 books. So that's an accomplishment. Wow.
But there's a lot of great like book influencers I follow that read over 100.
I will say I got back into reading in the second half of the year. I still didn't read. I think maybe I read 3 books, but I really like YA mm-hmm. thrillers. And like, I found a couple of really great books and I'm still, and now I feel like I'm finding a lot. And like Reese's Book Club also is really great about categorizing different books. And so I have this little list in my Amazon cart right now. So I'm excited to get back into reading as well. But that's amazing.
You need to read Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow. That one's great. You got it. I have it. I still got to give it back to you.
I know. Well, you did give it back to me and then I forgot it. And so you got to give it back to me again.
Yes.
I'm excited for it though.
Demon Copperhead was a great book. Crying in H Mart was incredible.
Oh, it's yeah.
Oh. Have you read it, Jenna?
No, not yet.
It's just going to make you want to eat and cry.
My two favorite things.
Oh, the way she talks about food. Yes, I know.
Oh.
I listened to that one. I started listening to audiobooks this year for the first time. And so a handful of these are audiobooks. And I realized the thing that makes me most motivated to go to the gym is an audiobook. I'm sure some people are listening to all this music that gets them like super hyped up. But an audiobook gets me going. And so there I was.
That's so interesting.
Not crying in H Mart, crying in the gym. Listening to Crying in H Mart.
I did the same thing with Fault in Our Stars back in the day. I read it on the elliptical and finished the book on an elliptical. Had to stop.
No, Jenna.
Had to stop. I get it, though. I'm a podcast listener. I'm a big podcast listener. Yeah. Anywhere I go in the car, I'm not listening to music. I'm listening to podcasts. So
fair.
I get it.
If you need book recs, I'm always here. I read them so you don't have to. Because there's a couple that I read that was like, nope.
Will you stop? Will you finish it? Or will you stop?
I'll finish it.
Wow.
Like, for example, there was one I read this year that won the Pulitzer a couple years ago. Oh. And so I was like, okay. And it was not good. Mm. I'm very confused. But I also tried to read some classics this year because I'm really bad at it.
Oh, yeah. I couldn't tell you.
And like things that won like awards, I try to read as well to see if, you know. Trust was very good. That one this year, In Memoriam, was very good.
Well, this turned into the New Year's book podcast.
That's all I want. I can talk about books for hours. Literally, I've gone on so many trips and made friends talking about books. So, I love it.
I hate this question. Do you have resolutions?
I don't ever, but you know what? I might this year.
What?
In terms of, not necessarily a resolution, but maybe my resolution is to set goals for myself.
Oh, that's good.
Or like timelines.
I get that.
I don't really do that. And like, we're creative and we just let things flow. I think I need a little structure. So
a lot of artists do. I get it.
And so I think maybe for me, I will try to set some goals this year.
Huh.
I don't know if resolution is the right word, but.
I know. I don't like that. It's a goal, right? We're setting goals for our year.
Yeah.
Or our vision board.
Jenna, the weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees.
Yes, it is, and I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul without spending a fortune. And luckily, I found Quince. Now I've got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Like premium European linen dresses, blouses, and shorts from $30, washable silk tops, timeless 14-karat gold jewelry, and so much more.
And the best part? All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us.
And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices in premium fabrics and finishes. We love that.
I just got the silk skirt, and then I also got the 100% organic cotton striped sweater. It's great quality for that price. I literally shop here all the time now because it is just undeniable.
Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/really for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
That's quince.com/really to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/really. Kevin, every time I go on vacation with my family, I find myself packing multiple extra bags of essential supplies. Now that's all in the past. Thank you to Target Circle 360, which gives everyone unlimited same day delivery wherever they go. So I'm packing very light now, thank goodness. And all of my stuff will be waiting for me at my destination. It's my dream.
The only thing better than getting delivery from Target is getting unlimited same day delivery from Target while you're on vacation.
So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 so you can stock up on food, supplies, pool stuff, and everything in between without ever interrupting your summer plans.
And if you're planning to host this summer, same-day delivery is a party saver. You've got people coming over, it's getting a little crowded, you're not sure if there's enough burgers, chips, paper towels, etc., etc. Don't freak out. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target, so sign up today.
Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Summer hosting is so much easier when you have unlimited same-day delivery from Target. So sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms, applies to orders over $35.
Let's talk about something we can all relate to. Hair removal. Not exactly the highlight of our day, right? Between Nick's cuts and razor burn, the worst. But guess what? Nair, the OG, has taken hair removal to the next level with their new sensational shower and body creams that smell amazing. Literally the best thing ever. Nair's new scents have turned my bathroom into a spa. My favorite is the soothing aloe and water lily body cream. It smells so good. Plus, it's designed for lingering freshness, so I smell and feel good for the rest of the day. And who doesn't love that? Nair's new shower and body creams are super easy to apply and work in as little as 3 minutes, and my smooth skin lasts days longer than shaving. You can use it on your legs, arms, underarms, even your bikini area, which is perfect with summer right around the corner. I just went on a trip to New York to visit my family, and I used Nair before I left. I didn't even need to pack a razor because I knew my legs would be smooth the entire trip. So check out the new and improved body creams and shower creams from Nair, the number one hair removal brand. So smell for yourself. Try the reformulated Nair body and shower creams available at retailers nationwide and online.
Do you have like a theme for your year?
Give me an example.
Okay, so like last year, it was like, for me, it was like consistency.
I think my theme for this year,
it could be structure, right?
I think it is structure. I think the other thing is that I've learned this year, maybe we talk about lessons we've learned this year, this past year, I traveled a lot. And I think because there was a strike, so I was, you know, taking it as a reason to travel a bunch. But whenever I do that, so there's this famous DJ who lives on my street, and we ran into each other on the street and had this whole conversation randomly about when you want to, especially I think if you're a creative person and like buckle down and like get whatever's in your head out and make it happen, you sometimes you got to commit to like staying home and just doing it for some type. Some people don't need that. And every time I go travel somewhere and then come back, it's like I have to take another couple of days to reset and then get in that. And then you're home for 3 days and then leave again. So you never get into a rhythm. So I think I'm going to try to stay put a lot more this year and like focus on the things I want to make happen as opposed to the experiences that I wanted to make happen.
That's good. You did it in 2023.
I've traveled a lot. So it's okay.
Last year was like a lot of no, like saying no more. Mm-hmm. I'm being really mindful of like saying yes to events and things to go to. And because I think in 2022, it was like, I wanted to do a lot before the baby came.
Mm-hmm.
And then like I said yes to a lot and like we were renovating the house and like things just got to be too much. And then last year was like saying no more and I said a lot of no. And then like, I'm just trying to now find a balance. Mm-hmm. So maybe it's balance. I don't know. That doesn't quite feel right either, but I'll figure it out.
It's all right. It doesn't have to be tonight. You know, you can, the work can start at any point during the year.
Yeah. I'll get it. Are you ever home for New Year's?
I try not to be. I think America has, I think we go really gung-ho for Christmas. And then I don't think we really have a New Year's tradition. Like New York has a New Year's tradition.
Right, Times Square.
But I don't think the rest of the U.S. does where, and I've talked about this before, where like the one holiday tradition I've formed as an adult was going to Brazil every year. Mm-hmm. And it hasn't happened in a while. And this year it's happening.
So you're in Brazil?
Yeah. And so
very exciting.
I like that they have their traditions and I get to participate. Someone who's not from there, but in somebody else's tradition. And I've met the nicest people ever in Brazil and they're so welcoming. And it feels nice to see how another country does that. And they do Christmas differently than we do too, where I think it's a much bigger, more commercial thing here. But I also know a lot of friends who go to other places in the world and they also have really specific and interesting traditions for New Year's. So I think it's just a thing that the U.S. doesn't really do, and it seems like a good opportunity to like go somewhere else.
I'm all about, okay, I've never been about traditions. I've never been very traditional. But this year, obviously, with like Christmas and Hanukkah and all of these things for them, I've started to create new traditions, right? So the one U.S. tradition that I find interesting because the rest are just crap to me. we're more important in your 20s. You're getting your kiss. You're doing a champagne toast. You're, you know, watching the ball drop.
But, yes.
The 12 grapes is a tradition that I found that actually like transcends multiple cultures, right? And in the U.S., you do 12 grapes for signifying one grape for each month of the year as like a cocktail or New Year's Eve like garnish or something.
Hmm.
And I don't even know actually where that came from. But I like just like the idea of doing something fun. So yeah. I think I'll do the grape tradition this year and eat 12 grapes.
Yeah, you should. I think like in Brazil, we jump over every year 7 waves and like shout out like a word that you want to like health, wealth, happiness, love, whatever you want it to be. Or like an intention or something as you like jump over each wave as you're all in like white clothing. We all hold each other's hands and do it.
I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Okay, so I looked it up. It's to ensure good luck. I don't know that there's more to it than that, but
I also think that's, but it's whatever you put behind it, isn't it? Like it's,
I did a really fun tradition on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It's like flying wish paper. So it's an ancient Chinese tradition. And basically it's these wish papers. They're really thin. It's like a really thin piece of paper and you write 3 things you wish for on them. And then you roll it up into like a little like kind of tube and you set it down and then you light it on fire. And then at like halfway down, it burns. It flies into the air, it shoots into the air and then it floats down and burns. And we did it this year. And we did, Emma did one and we each did one and we went around the table and wrote down our little wishes. And I thought that was really fun. So if you guys are looking for some new traditions for New Year's or for whatever, you can do this around a great dinner table. It's really fun to do.
And be safe with fire.
But Emma kept seeing it and she doesn't have a lot of words yet, but she would say, wow, every time it went up in the air. It was just so great. It was really, really great.
That's so cute. So,
yeah.
My contribution, like yours is so, that's sweet. My contribution to, I don't know why I still get invited back to this house for New Year's, was after midnight, we were on like the beach looking at the fireworks go off. We, when people have had a little bit to drink, this was like years ago, like a decade ago, where I used to then round the younger people, like, let's go skinny dipping in the ocean. And so that's now part of the tradition.
Fun.
Where like every year at some point later on in the night, people, like, you're not going deep, you're going very shallow in the water and you're with a bunch of people and it's very dark. And like parents started joining, which was hilarious.
That's so funny. Wow. Well, I mean,
and the kids were horrified. It was great. But obviously that's my contribution to the, well, I guess the US does fireworks. Everywhere does fireworks.
Yes. And there's like a countdown of sorts. Like we did, we were in Portugal. We were in Porto for New Year's a couple of years ago, pre-pandemic. And there's like a square in Porto and like hundreds of people come and gather, kind of like a Times Square vibe. But it was really cool to see like a wholly, totally different culture and country to be doing, like doing something similar that felt like communal. We were like, because we really didn't have a lot of New Year's plans. We knew that they celebrate, you know, everybody celebrates it, but like, you know, what we were going to do. So we went to a really nice dinner and then we're like, we could just walk around and find a bar or something. And no, it was crazy. The hotel was like, you want to book something because it's really wild. It's like going to New York City being like, I don't know, we'll find something, you know?
Right.
But it was really, really cool to see and to witness.
Yeah. I think it's really special to be able to participate in other people's celebrations like that.
Why do I keep calling it Thanksgiving? Yeah. I really have no brain left. You know, the holidays really took it out of me this year. I did everything. I did it all.
You really did.
We did it all.
I also think there's some sort of similarity between, like, when you're going into, I think it's with the whole resolution thing. Like, when you reflect on the year, you're thankful for, you know, the things that have X, Y, and Z for your year and looking forward to what's coming. And so I feel like while you're making resolutions, it's also a good time of thanks, which I think is similar to Thanksgiving.
A big part of, I think. Yeah.
I'm thankful for you, Jenna.
Oh, I'm thankful for you, Kevin. We're thankful for all of you guys. Thank you for joining us. And happy, happy new year. Have a safe and healthy new year. And we will see you in 2024. Can you believe it?
Jenna, before, do you remember I used to sneak off to Brazil for New Year's and then I would land it in LA?
The night or morning of, right?
The morning of. And go straight to the set to be there by like 7 a.m.
Hope he makes it on time.
And I'd be like peeling and sunburn and have a beard. And then would sit down in the hair and makeup trailer. And they would have to just like carve a new person out.
That's usually what happens after.
Well, now we're doing a podcast and we don't have to worry about that schedule.
Oh, well, enjoy the rest of your Brazil trip, Kevin.
Thank you. Enjoy your New Year's, everyone. Yes. Making new traditions, eat your grapes.
And that's what you really missed.
See you next year.
Thanks for listening and follow us on Instagram at And That's What You Really Miss Pod. Make sure to write us a review and leave us 5 stars. See you next time.
Jenna, are you planning on hosting this summer?
Of course. We love having people over for get-togethers in the summer.
You know, when people are arriving, it's getting a little crowded and suddenly you're not sure if you have enough burgers or chips or paper towels.
Yes, it's the worst feeling and it's actually my worst nightmare.
Happens to me every time. Well, no need to worry. Target Circle 360 is coming to the rescue with unlimited same-day delivery. It's the fastest way to get more Target.
Summer hosting will be so much easier with unlimited same-day delivery from Target.
Exactly. Take care of your guests. Target takes care of the rest. Sign up for the new Target Circle 360 today.
Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same-day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
Right here, right now. Find your beautiful new floor at Right Rug Flooring. Choose from thousands of in-stock styles, ready for next day installation, and all backed by the right price guarantee. Visit rightrug.com. That's RiteRug.com today to schedule a free in-home estimate or to find a location near you. 24-month financing is available with approved credit. For 90 years, we've been right here, right now. Right Rug Flooring.